Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And for your love. And we say to you be all the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Then this parable, I titled this message, The Door and the Glory. The Door and the Glory. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things which he spake. Hold on. Jesus, our Lord Jesus, teaching his disciples, and you see, he is a teacher. There's a popular quote that says, if the pupil does not understand, then the teacher has not taught. If the pupil has not learnt, then the teacher has not taught. That means if I teach in the class, the only way they will know is that what? That the people understand. So this is the master teacher. The scripture says they did not understand the things which he said to them. Verse 7. Then said Jesus again, unto them again, verily, what does the word verily mean? Assuredly, most importantly, you can't shake this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, what did he say next? I am. Who shall I say unto them? What about my mic? Who shall I say unto them that has sent me? Who shall I say? Say, I am. That I am. Sometimes we focus on the description and we don't focus on the vagueness and the vastness and the mysticism that surrounds his person. That you can't receive an entrance to know him except he beckons to you and says, come. Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight. I hope you know that when Moses was in Egypt, he was a magician. For those of you sitting at the corners, you may need to move to where you can see my face, because the glory of Jesus is revealed in the face of Jesus. So you have to, 2 Corinthians here. So I don't want to step away from this pulpit, so if you know you can't see me now, just adjust so that there are a lot of seats. He said, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. That means every child of God, every sheep. I hope you know that the sheep here speaks of a matured animal. I am the door of the sheep. But before you talk about the door, you need to know the I am. That is the easiest way he can introduce himself. I am. The vastness of his wisdom and knowledge. That when you come to the I am, then you realize that you need to unlearn so that you can relearn. That there are things about 2021 you cannot walk into if you carry the same mindset as 2020. That the only reason why many of us never saw shame is because we were on lockdown. Our unpreparedness would have been evident to all. The race has started. He said, I am the door. I am. I was watching one of these Avengers films, and I noticed that one of the guys, when they asked him, say, what's your name? What's that guy that has that stone on his the front of his head? One of the five stones. No. Huh? Vision. You see, that his name is Vision. Those are eternal realities, so, because the scripture speaks about beings in the heavens who have eyes all over. So they just took the scriptures and they modeled it into contraptions. The guy said, I am Vision. Huh? He said, I'm Vision. And the thing was here. And the eyes that are here in the occultic speaks of the third eye. That is the eye, the gateway through which witchcraft and supernatural forces operate. And they put the eyes there. And you saw it and you said, it's Vision. But when they asked him, they said, what is your name? Do you know what he said? He said, I am. Then they paused the thing for a second. Then he said, Vision. So if you are not sensitive, you will think he said, I am Vision. But when they asked him, he said, I am. Then he paused and he said, Vision. So you need to, these things are coded. If you are the one that just likes where they are fighting, you will miss out on the best part. Just like the fighting, the noise. He said, I am. There's some very powerful, deep revelation when God introduces himself to you as I am. That is what can bring a man out of retirement. The revelation of that name took an 80-year-old man, brought him out of retirement, gave him a fresh purpose, gave him a fresh start. As at 80 years, if you are 8, just imagine your grandfather now coming out and saying that God gave him a vision to save his country. Forget about Nigeria. When you are 8 in Nigeria, you are tired already, very, very tired. We don't even know if it's you. We are not sure if it's you. Maybe it's your clone. Because the guy is not even talking and his wife is not talking. We don't know. But they said he's the one, Sha. In at 80 years, you must have seen something so profound that makes you take on a journey of no return. That guy was infused with life in his body and he ran for another 40 years, leading 5 million people out of bondage. What is it that a Moses can see when he has embraced retirement and then all of a sudden at 40, all of a sudden at 38, all of a sudden at 50, you receive a new vision that takes the world by storm? Because in him is the fullness of wisdom and revelation. Every time you see something in him, don't just see the character he puts in front of you. Remove that character and look at the I am. I am. He said, I am that I am. I am. I am that. I am that. I am. So, how do you describe that? I am that. So, the next thing that you see after I am is the description. I am that. Come on now. Are you with me? I am that. Then you look at what is that, and then you see a door. I am the door of this ship. And there are many ships in scripture. We have fellowship. Huh? We have fellowship. This ship. But that is not really my area today. Except that Jesus was saying to us that the only viable entrance into the revelation of God is through him. That as we come into 2021, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. If you do not put him first, you may have some issues. You know, when you try to, I try to run some programs sometimes during the week, and sometimes I have to go online, check a particular training, and I'm trying to copy out the codes to set up whatever it is. But I think I'm doing the right thing. But if you miss one small step, you see, the program doesn't respond the way you think it would have responded. And then you are wondering, why is this thing not responding? You need to go back. Sometimes I need to go back and watch a video for like 15 times to see that there was a small step. Sometimes the step is as small as the fact that the person training is using a higher version of that software while I'm using a lesser version. And there are certain modifications that were made in the higher version that are not here. And that's why that thing is not responding. The revelation of the I am. It's one of the most powerful things that can happen to you in 2021. And everything that, you know, when Jesus was born, the angels came and they began to dance. They were dancing in the sky. And they revealed themselves only to shepherds. And I asked myself, why did they reveal themselves to shepherds? Why didn't they go to the market, you know, marketplace and dance? It would have made the ministry of Jesus very easy. They went in the night to shepherds. That's not my focus today, but I hope you, me, I like asking questions. Why did they reveal themselves to shepherds? And then I began to look. Shepherds are pastors. This is the season of the keepers. This is the season of the keepers. Those are the guys he identified with an occupation that he himself will later take up. They appear to the shepherds and the angels. You know, they have never seen Jesus before. I hope you know that. When Jesus was born, nobody in heaven except his father knew what he looked like. Ah. Okay. Let me calm down. I said before Jesus was born, nobody knew what he looked like in heaven. Should I explain? Quiet now. You carry me to social media. Should I explain? Before he was born, the scripture says he was in the bosom of the Father. That means when you go to heaven, before Jesus came, you will only see one throne where God sits. Inside that throne, the Father is there. Inside that throne, the Son. But he wasn't called the Son. He was called the Word. The Word of God. In the beginning, God. The Word of God. That was his name. His real name is not just, his name is the Word. The full encapsulation of creation. It's like the Word, words becoming a being. So it becoming flesh. So his earthly name is Jesus. But if you go to Israel, there are people who still bear Jesus. So when he came into the earth, they came so that they can see what he looks like. What will God look like if he became a man? Should I tell you? Look at the mirror. Whoever you see there, that's the person. That's you. That person that was rejected. That person that the doctor gave an evil report. That person that they told will never graduate from school. That person that they said will never amount to anything. That person that was born in a manger without opportunity, without advantage, without knowing where the next meal will come from. That is the I am. The power of the I am is in you. Come on now. The power of the I am is in you. And that's why it looks like you don't have so much going for you. But they came. The angels came to celebrate, but they didn't take him out of the manger. They left him there. Because some of you are asking. You see, if you don't have spiritual eyes, you will think that, why is God watching me in this situation? Meanwhile, over your head, they are dancing and they are singing, and only spiritual men are getting the frequency. Meanwhile, the boy with his mother are in a manger with poo-poo and all kind of unholy stuff, blessing the boy there. The things you are going through are not really a true reflection of how God sees you. Come on now. The things you are going through, because God washed his son. If I was the one, I will never allow my son to be born in that kind of a place. At least you are going to die. You should start your life where? I mean now, if you are going to die, you should start your life where? Let us send him to the house of Herod. Praise God. They eat where, they take care of you, you add weight. But if they had done that, you would never have learned how to fast. When you look at the life of Jesus, you realize that he's a bundle of training. He's a bundle of discipline. That he, you see the way he started and you see the way he ended. No correlation. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great what? Recompense of reward. Everything you are going through now, I want you to know there's somebody that went through it before you. Come on, say, this is my year. Say, 2021 is my year. 2021 is a year of impossible things. Things that people say will never happen. It's going to happen. People will just, they will watch, it will happen, the train will move, and they'll be like, what? Is that really her? People are going to be watching like, what? Really? She's gone. Powerful things in righteousness. When Jesus said, I am the door speaks of access. The door speaks of opportunity, new opportunity. When Jesus was saying, I am the door, he was saying, I am your opportunity into new things in God. I am your opportunity into great things in God. I am your access, your key card, that thing that takes you from this point of disadvantage into the point of super advantage. Come on, say amen. He said, I am the door. The door speaks of the future. You step out of this door, you take the red pill, you go back to where you are coming from, you take the blue pill, and then like Leo or Neo, whatever that his name is, you take it and you begin a new adventure with God. Come on, take the blue pill. Tell your neighbor, take the blue pill. Take the blue pill. Yeah, if you don't understand, I can't help you now. I can't. It's an old film. Go and watch The Matrix. Take the blue pill. He says the door speaks of the future. So when I opened the door, when he stood on the road of Damascus and would not let Paul pass, he was telling Paul, if you cross through me, it means you are becoming my servant. If you go back to where you are coming from, you go back to your life. And then Paul embraced him and said, Lord, what would you have me do? He accepted this ministry before he even became a Christian. Come on now. He accepted this ministry. Oh, he didn't give his life to Christ. He didn't say sinner's prayer. My brother, you are wasting time. God has called him. God has called her. He may not call her the way you like. He may not call him the way you would have preferred. But the guy accepted his calling. Before he accepted Christ, he accepted his calling. Before he spoke in tongues, he accepted his calling. Before his spiritual eyes opened. But between him and Damascus was a light. And that light was a door. The door speaks of access. You have to step out of your present door to move into the future. I am that I am. I am that I am. It is not the door that many times is so important, but the one standing by the door that gives it significance. It is not so much about the opportunity that is in front of you, but more than the fact that there is someone behind that opportunity. And that's why many of us miss it when we focus on the opportunity and lose sight of the one giving the opportunity. Don't take it for granted that customers call you. Don't take it for granted that people you are on your bed, 5 a.m., clients start disturbing you and waking you up. Don't take it for granted. There is someone behind that door that compels the door to remain open. Because there are people better than you. Come on, say, I have the door of access. Say, I have the door of opportunity. I have the door of the future. Moses saw the glory of God. And it became the stepping stone into the life of purpose. Let me share with you three types of doors, or four if I have time. Number one, turn your scriptures to Acts chapter 14, 26 and 27. Acts 14, 26 and 27. Very quickly, Acts 14, 26 and 27. 26 and 27. And then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. Verse 27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how that he had opened what? The door of faith unto the Gentiles. The door of faith is the door of possibility. When it seems like nothing is going to happen again. When it seems like you've done everything, you've fasted, you've prayed, you've confessed, you've binded devil. Listen to me and hear me good. When you get to the level where you begin to shout, die, 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 you know you are desperate. The one person between me and this devil has got to move. Our father and the Lord, Dr. D.K. Olukoya, in 1988, he was preaching in France, right? France. So after the ministration, some ladies came to him and said, Brother Olukoya, Brother DK, there's a lady we want you to pray for. Have you heard this story before? You are not following that man. So they drove hours in the night. And they got to this place about how many floors? 11 floors or 14. But the woman was on the 11th floor. And when they got there, they saw her and her husband. But before they got out of the elevator, the woman said, "Brother Oluka, let us pray." You brought me to pray for somebody, and then we got to the elevator, and then the person Uncle Chio said, "Pastor Binga, let us pray." It's okay. So he said, "Father, we thank you for your son, Dr. Dike Oluka. Father, I pray that what happened to the last pastor that came here will not happen to this." He said, "Oh boy." He said, "There's a problem." He said, "What happened to the last pastor will not happen to me." So when they got there, they saw the woman seated. "Good morning. Good evening." She didn't answer. "God bless you." The husband just came out and so what's wrong with her? He said, "Once she's 12, she becomes extremely powerful. She becomes mad. She becomes very violent. He saw marks on her face. Blood. She was bleeding." He said, "Who gave her these marks?" He said, "I have to be punching her. Punching her to weaken her. Because she has the strength of how many men? 20 men. So he went to the woman and he said, "Say Jesus." The woman did not answer. "Say, I plead the blood of Jesus." The woman said, "Point of correction. You don't plead the blood of Jesus. You sprinkle the blood of Jesus." I said, "This is an academic devil. This is on go school." He said, "Okay, say, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus." They did not know that that devil was waiting for 12, and it was almost 12. So all that drama, she was marking time, waiting for Dr. Lukoya. Distractions. You have to be smart. Know the battle from the distraction. There are certain things happening to you now. It's not the real battle. The devil is just trying to burn your strength so that when the real one starts, you'll be tired. You have to look at it. Don't just jump into anything because somebody says something. Once it was 12, the woman just got up and picked the woman that brought him and leashed her to the wall. And the Dr. Yoka said they started looking at the white in her eyes because she was losing oxygen. Said, and he and the husband rushed to the woman and tried to pull her off. They could not. Two able-bodied men could not take one woman off another woman. And then he started praying. And God said, "My son, bind the spirit of Olumba Olumba." Did you hear me? Then the man of God said, "Olumba Olumba in France." Do you understand? Do you understand that rationale? In France. Then the woman was deep. This woman was already suffocating. And God said, "Look, after this woman, you are next. Then you are on the 11th floor. Anywhere they throw you down from, you will meet with your maker. Anywhere they throw you down from, you will meet with your maker before you touch the ground. Say, you are next." Then he said, "I rebuke the spirit of Olumba Olumba." The woman stepped back. And then asked her husband, "Who are these people? What are they doing in our house?" Listen to me. Under crisis, if that man could not hear one clear word, under 1 minute, he was in trouble. You come to France and you are speaking a phonetic. You don't sprinkle, you plead, you sprinkle. This one, you don't pass that level, though. You have 1 second to hear God and hear him clearly. That is why you must embrace the door and walk in. It is only God that can call you out of retirement at the age of 80. Come on. This 1988, Olukoya, not 2000. A great and effectual door is the door of faith. The door of faith that was opened. Who opened the door of faith? It was God that opened the door of faith for possibilities. And I will come back and redeem what is called their entire topics or their number two, and my time is up. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9. The great and effectual door. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9. For a great door and effective is opened unto me, but this door has what? Many enemies. This kind of door is a great door. It's also a door of opportunity. It's a door of effectiveness. This is the kind of door when God opens it for you. You do one small thing, everybody will notice. It's a door of impact in ministry. It's a door of announcement. You just come in. Everybody wondering, where has she been? This is the kind of person we are looking for. Where has he been? But you see this door. Enemies. Household enemies, they sit down there. They congregate. So that nobody will pass. This door is not without warfare. The door of faith doesn't have much warfare. This particular one. He said there are what? Many, not one. They congregate because this is where destinies are exchanged. That's why you notice you want to make some major decisions in your life. You feel warfare. You feel battle. You feel battle. You feel it. They come after you. They show up in your dreams. There are many adversaries, different types, different ranks, different categories. This is New Testament, too. Come on, say, know your enemy. It is a sign of weakness when you don't know your enemy. It's not a sign that you have revelation. Number three, Colossians 4:3. I will come back and redeem all these things because there are areas of prayer points. There are prayer points here. Colossians 4:3. We are praying also for us that God will open to us the door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. This door is for ministers. All these doors are actually for pastors, but also for you. This door is the door of utterance. Utterance doesn't mean knowledge. It means being supernaturally empowered to speak. Our Lord Jesus said to us, when you go before the council, do not think about what you will say. But at that moment, the spirit of your Father. So this is an operation of the fatherhood ministry of God. This is an operation of the throne of Christ, of the throne of God. The door of utterance. You'll say one word and like, wow, you just killed it. People look at you and like, wow. You know, I went for an interview once. I applied to move to the IT department in my bank. And I failed. You know why I failed? They loved me. You can't see me in an interview and not love me. For what? Who are you? I put my best manners forward. I can't even get angry. If you insult my father, I won't mind. It's already late. It doesn't matter. They said, you are overqualified for this role. It's a project management team. Then I said, okay. That's how I learned to have 4 or 5 CVs saved. Some of you have all your life and destiny in one paper. Have different type depending on where you are going. So I was there and they finally said, Have you used this software before? And I said, no. They said, this is the only problem we have now. Because the team we are bringing you into, you will need to be able to use this software. Meanwhile, when I went, did my project management course via correspondence in the UK, they didn't talk about that one. So I realized that it was something that I would have learned if I had done PMP and not Prince 2. But that they loved you. No. It was a door of utterance. I went for another interview and I passed. And my manager, colliding with other strange fellows, decided to sit on my redeployment letter. Because people don't know your value until you are ready to go. It was a marketing role. I wanted to go to market. And I wanted to go to marketing because of the fact that I was a pastor. So I will have more opportunity. I won't be working Saturday, Sundays. So I went in and I saw big people who were already in marketing in my office, and they were there. And I also sat for it. I was like the second to the last to go in. And when I got in there, the man just looked at me. I said, "Bing, how are you? I sent you 1 million." We didn't talk about anything marketing. So we started gisting. Then he said, "Okay, how do you intend to get this job done?" I said, "I will tell you two or three things now. Number one, there's what we call cabal. I don't have cabal. I'm starting fresh." I said, "So we are going to start from dormant accounts." I said, "Number two, most marketers or account officers don't know that if you are not nice to your customer service officers in the branch, you'll be having problem." I said, "So I'll be buying malt for the branch operators there, so that if there's a customer that is bringing 50 million, they're saying, I know the right account officer for him. You just go there, you'll be fighting all those people in the branch. And you won't know why the enemies are at the gate. Those adversaries, it's like they're multiplying." The man just said, "Nobody has ever told me this." I said, "This is Nigeria. There's a Nigerian factor to everything." So when the area manager came in, he just said, "Oga, don't worry, we have found our candidate." He told me there and then. And my friend in HR called me and said, "Binga, your name is on our desk. They say you are moving to marketing." I said, "Sure, I passed." He said, "You passed." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Your zona manager said we must not release that letter." And I saw the man, "Binga, how are you? You are doing well. You are doing well. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Mr. Maka, say you are doing very well. You are doing fantabulously." Yeah. Meanwhile, he was the one who told them. He said, "They must not release my letter. Enemies at the gates." Anyway, I heard they are sacking him next week. I heard from the grapevine. So there's a door of utterance. There's a way God can anoint your tongue. When you come into meetings, people just want to do stuff with you. Sometimes you can be so fine, but when you start talking with that Cameroon voice, people lose interest. You understand? But there's a way God places a mandate over you. He just anoints your tongue when you speak. People want to hear what you have to say. Have you ever been to a meeting before and then people say, "Okay, before we close the meeting, I would like Adams to say something." There's no honor greater than that. And that is where you are coming this year. 2021, that's where you are coming into. In the name of Jesus. They will not end that meeting until they hear from you. Come on, I'm prophesying. I said they will not end that meeting until they hear from you. They will not end that meeting. It's a door of utterance that God is giving you. It's not from the flesh, it's from the spirit. Because the signature of your authority is in your speech. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a door of utterance. Come on, say, "I receive it." Come on, say, "I receive it." Now, Jesus, our Lord Jesus, operated in this level. And that was why anytime he spoke, they will say, "We have never had a man speak like this." Jesus spoke with authority. Jesus will teach you about marriage and you'll be wondering how many children he has. He spoke with authority. He didn't just talk about things that were there. He spoke like he knew. He spoke about Abraham and said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He spoke about Abraham as if Abraham is his boy. Say, "Abraham is my boy. Abraham is my boy." There's one song like that, one boy. He said, "All out your boy." He said, "All this bad behavior, I want to stop it in 2021. You know, funny enough, I don't remember these things when I'm outside. It's when I'm here. I want to go and check the foundation of this building to know what they did before we came here. Because every time I'm outside, I don't remember these worldly things. I just come here and on the altar. Oh boy. A door of utterance. Finally, I've given you my... Let me skip that one point. But let me tell you this for free. All these 3 points I've given you, how many doors did I tell you about? Door one, the door of faith. The door of faith gives you unfettered access to the realms of faith, the realms of power. The door of faith, realms of power, unexplainable power. That's the kind of power that can look at a man's problem 3 weeks ahead and settle it. Hey, come on now. Say, I receive it. You see a problem. The Bible says the righteous man sees trouble afar off and evades it. How does he evade? Not by running away, by speaking to it. Say, he saw the storm and he spoke and they heard him. And people said, who is this man that even the storms and the winds, they hear him. When he talks, they develop ears and they hear him. 2021, you will speak to your storms. Amen. And you will not see them again. The door of faith, unfettered access. And how do you get that? You bury yourself in the word. The word of God is the custodian. It's what generates faith. If you find the word, you find faith. The evidence that you have found the word is that faith will be born, generated. What is the door number two? Talk to me. Great and effectual door. This is the door that commands effectiveness at an all-time level. People look at you, they don't understand where you are coming from. Because it's as if you are born for the problem. They see the problem, you are just crafted for the solution. My brother who works in the Federal Ministry of Commerce. Oh, no, where is that one? Art and Culture. That's where Laila is. He was here, he came in to Lagos, 6 p.m., came in to meet me. We had a meeting till 8 p.m. And 8 p.m. they called him and said, from Abuja, we have a presentation tomorrow at 8 a.m. and we need you to set up. And he said to me, in that ministry, if they don't see me, nothing works. Now he's being seconded to the United Nations. Skill. He read textiles in ABU. But he has developed graphic skills, computer skills. This 2021 is a year for skillful people, not certificate. Skillful people. Effectual door. When nobody can stop your rising, because God will make sure that every other serpent, your rod will swallow them. It's an effectual door. It's a door that enhances your effectiveness. It just opens wide. It's a wide space for you. You just come in. But you are actually being triggered by the power of God. That's your portion. Come on, that's your portion. That's your portion. That's your portion. That's your portion. Door number three. The door of utterance. And I prophesy in this new year, you will find the right words. I prophesy you will find the right words. Stand to your feet. You will find the right words.